big pile of old appliances and other scrap is being prepared for processing at Niagara Metals on Packard Road in Niagara Falls. The 55-acre site includes a railroad siding for 20 freight cars.
6 days a week, the cars are going in and out. You can see all the material lined up down the tracks that will be going out.
Company President Todd Levin says Niagara Metals' four local facilities process and sell about 600 million pounds of scrap annually, including two steel mills just across the border in Hamilton.
It's 100% recycled, so everything that comes in is turned into something else.
Levin says his business was hurt in 2015 when China was dumping low-cost steel in the U.S. But since then, he says, metal prices have been coming back, and 2018 is off to a good start.
In a nutshell, when the steel mills in the United States are running well for their suppliers like ourselves, it's going to be good for business.
Higher prices may help some local companies, but not all, according to World Trade Center Buffalo Niagara President Craig Turner.
The smaller manufacturers in our region, and those are the ones we're hearing from the most, who are saying, look, I'm locked into contracts. It's not with the provider of the steel, but with my customer. So if the provider of the steel comes and says, I'm going to raise your steel 25% to cover these tariffs, now I got to figure out how to deal with that with my customer or eat it. That's where the big problem is.
China responded to the 25% tariff on steel and 10% tariff on aluminum by increasing fees on some U.S. goods, which sparked several rounds of tit-for-tat. Turner says all the uncertainty is making it difficult for some local companies.
As you're trying to make long-term plans, you need some degree of certainty. What am I going to buy? Who am I going to hire? Where am I going to build? How am I going to expand? And the fact that these are changing every day are making it very difficult for companies to get their arms around it.
Auto industry expert Art Wheaton with Cornell University agrees. Even though tariffs may increase steel and aluminum costs, Wheaton says uncertainty is the biggest concern for steelworkers and automakers.
The auto industry, for trying to plan out the production schedules, they do that years in advance. It's not just, 3 months and we'll change everything. There's a very complicated system, and you need to have your supply chain in order. So when you put in these obstacles or tariffs or barriers, it makes it more difficult.
And Wheaton says he doesn't think the data supports claims that tariffs will create jobs in the steel and auto industries. Just the opposite may happen, he says, especially with average sticker prices near $35,000.
Outside of buying your home, a car or a SUV purchase is a fairly significant amount of our annual budget. So you do want to be cautious and careful before you just drop a lot of money on something if you're not sure what the future holds.
Back at the scrapyard, Levin says he's all for tariffs if they work, but says they don't apply to many of our trading partners.
65% of the imported steel into the United States is exempt from the tariffs. It only applies to about 35%.
And most of it is not from China. According to the Commerce Department, just 2% of the USA's total steel imports in 2017 came from China. The problem is with all the other goods. The U.S. trade deficit with China last year was more than $375 billion. Wheaton says he thinks that imbalance, unfortunately, will last for quite some time.
China is one of the major buyers of our debt. So if they're the ones buying our, helping our trillion-dollar trade deficits or trade imbalances for our deficits here in the U.S., you really don't want to have a huge trade war if China has kind of the upper hand in terms of leverage in the negotiations.
And he says a trade war could just increase costs for everybody and uncertainty for the markets. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.